the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph Sifkan He talks about if somebody thinks that he has no chametz on Pesach, he thinks that he was nizah, he cleaned up properly, he was boy the bidika beer properly, he had no chametz bereshusay on Pesach, and then after Pesach he never finds that he missed something. He finds a piece of chametz a shir. So the Magen Avraham says, Imloy bitloy, if he also was not mavatlo properly, if he didn't say kochamira, or maybe Magen Avraham means he didn't say kochamira with the right kavana, the way the Ran says at the beginning of Pesachim, that for bitl chametz to work, not to be able to buy your rabbi matzah, to be mavatlo chametz, you have to do with full, complete kavana. So if he did not do complete kavana, the bitl, and the maisa was there, wasn't mavayed, so the Magen Avraham, oiva lov af pishon yoda, he was oiva nevea. The Magen Avraham comes to tell us that he was over afal pi shel yoda. First of all, what's the chiddush? And second of all, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? It happened already. It's posh. The Magen Avraham is coming to tell you that he has to do tshuva. Even though it was a shaygig, the Ram zogt on the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, bein bezonim bein b'shkoga, every avera, bein bezonim bein b'shkoga, needs tshuva. Posh, the reason why you need tshuva on a shaygig, on an accident, you didn't do it on purpose, amazing, it's posh, you have to tshuva, but on a shaygig, posh, the reason why you need tshuva is because it should be more nizah in it, and it should have came to the shaygig. Makoponim, that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. But the Nesivis in the Seif Mekar Chaim, the Nesivis, when the Yeshivis are going on, the Nesivis of Mishpat on Chash Mishpat, he was actually more well known for the Sefer Chavastas in Yerdea, but he also has a whole Sefer on Hilchos Pesach, a whole big Sefer in Mekar Chaim. So the Nesivis in the Sefer in Mekar Chaim, Hilchos Pesach, it's somewhere else, it's in Tov Lamed. The Magen Avraham says, if he did not do Bittl. So I just want to say, it could be the Magen Avraham means he did not do Bittl properly. Just because he says Kochamira, there's a round beginning of Pesachim says that it's not so simple to do Bittl, it has to be Mamash in Yonlev, it's Mamash Kafa Diara. If you're not Mamash Rabatul, but the right Kavana that you're masking to Das Satoya, that's Kafa Diara, the Bittl doesn't help. So, in case you did not do Bittl properly, and he did not do Biyam and Bidika, obviously, because he found the piece, he found the Shir. Say again? You mean if you're not Oiva, it won't be Chomash Shavuot Pesach? If you zikah have chametz for Pesach, but you didn't do the avera, because if the shaygi would be mafkir from the avera, it would not be chametz for Pesach. Right, maybe the metzias, maybe it's not only an avera. It's a knas, right? The knas lechor is on avera. We spoke about that not long ago. The kivayi and his mechut mitzvasi, if every knas is okay. Chor knas is that he did something wrong. But very good. That could be another nafkamina. Maybe. But the Bagaponim, the Magen Avraham is just telling us oivel of if we didn't there. So the Nesivis Mekar Chaim is the kashya of the Magen Avraham. Maisa, why is this in there? He says the chayyur. This should not be a shaygig. This should be masasik. Masasik is a number of sugis in Shas about masasik. It's the main marker is the Gemara in Krisis Daf Yud Hesam Beis, and the Gemara state that the Gemara is a diyak bo prat la masasik. That means that there's three madrigas of avera.
Really. No,
masasik on the avera. Let's explain it first.
By the law, by the
law.
Right,
on the law. Masasik on the law. If you have a din to be mivatel, you're not mivatel.
Well, masasik now. Were you even a bear? On the bear? Wasn't a bear. Let's first explain what masasik is a little bit.
That cat walks out of a cat and could be the
bear. It's masasik. It's not till Shabbos.
It tells you it's going to happen. You don't check it's going to happen.
Basically, what the din masasik means is that there's three madrigs of averus. The first madrig is a mezer, which we know, of course, is the most chomer. Mezer of averus is an averus that has an einish malchus or misa. If he did a basra and with edim, we give him an einish on it. The second madrig is a shaygig. A shaygig, if it's an averus chay bekamachatas, if it's a kamachatas, it's also considered, like we said before, an averus. The Rambam says in a shaygig also you have to do tshuva. It's an accident, it wasn't on purpose, it wasn't amazing, but it's also a madrig of an aveir, a little bit much less of an aveir, but it's also an aveir. But the third madrig is masasik. Masasik means that the Torah says that even an aveir which we have a kamachatas is pot from a kamachatas. And the Sivis and the Mekar Chaim understands that to mean that's not an aveir at all. Masasik means that you did not realize that you were doing it all. The chil between masasik and shogig is really pretty complicated. It's a whole sugi. It's machoikus abay and rov, exactly what the case is, and it's machoikus rashi and tesis and shavas the fine beis and beis, what the machoikus abay rov is. I'm not going to go into all the details, but the basic example what the Gemara talks about of Masasik is somebody sees on Shabbos a yerek, a vegetable like a carrot on the floor in this field, and he thinks it's cholish. He thinks it was very uprooted, it's just lying there. And he picks up the carrot from the field. He thinks he's doing hagbah, he thinks he's just picking it up. This is an area where he's not moving, he's just going to pick it up to eat it right there on Shabbos. But really it's mechuba. So when he picks it up, he's doing a maisa kaitza. But he doesn't realize he's doing a maisa kaitza. That's the chalak. By Shabbos, you know what you're doing. You know you're doing a maisa kaitza. You know you're cutting something from a chuba. The case of shaking Shabbos to be is you forget it's Shabbos. You forget it's Shabbos, but you know you're doing a maisa kaitza from a chuba. Or you forget that there's a malach of kaitza. You just forgot there's a malach. You knew Shabbos, forgot there's a malach of kaitza. But again, you know the maisa that you're doing. The case of masasik is you don't even realize the maisa you're doing. You don't realize you're doing maisa kaitza. Another case, maybe a little more common today, might be someone's leaning against the wall and he's opening a light. He doesn't realize when he's leaning against the wall, he's pressing the light switch and he's turning on and off a light in a different room. As he's standing there talking, he doesn't realize he's leaning against the wall, he's turning on and off a light. He doesn't even realize he's doing it. Shagig would be, he knows he's turning on, he's doing mavi. He knows he's turning on a light. It's just he forgets the Shabbos, or he forgets for some reason that it's us to turn on a light in Shabbos. But he knows the mice he's doing. He knows he's being malik in there.
Does the Rebbe Yoshim totally come on such a type of thing?
No.
Why? He thinks it's kosher.
But you know you're eating something. But you know the mice you're doing.
You're eating something, but you think it's shuma.
Yeah, but that, you know, first of all, there's no masasik by fennel rice. Especially that's what we're going to get this. Special halacha that they...
So Hashem is not only fennel rice, is it?
So what's the case? I mean, but you know the mice you're doing. You just don't know...
You know what it is? The case is by Shabbos. If a person throws... And he doesn't know that it's a karmas. He thought it's a karmas and ends up being.
Okay, but he knows he's throwing from here to there.
Yeah.
He knows he's throwing.
He's shining over there or a friend, but that's called a chayin Oshim Tali. It's not dafka bechol marayis, that's for sure. Oshim Tali is not dafka bechol
marayis. Right.
I'm
sassy,
but
Oshim Tali, you chayin by a case where you thought you were doing a dove heta because it's hook for Yisuna. Whenever it's hook for Yisuna, you chayin because you thought you were doing a dove heta.
So the Makor Chaim's kasha is over here when a person's over by your body matzah, in the Magen Avraham's case, the Magen Avraham says if someone did not realize that he had chametz on Pesach, he thought he was mevayel the chametz, he thought he burnt the chametz, and it turns out he had it, he's over b'shoyg, he's over the avera of by your body matzah. The Magen Avraham means that he has to tshuva, he didn't avera b'shoyg. In fact, the Makor Chaim, the Makor should be masasik. He b'chal doesn't know that he had chametz on Pesach. He didn't know that he had. A chayyur kund mekachem's kasha. The only case you would have of a shayyur by Rabbi Matz is person knows he has chametz. He just doesn't remember his Pesach. He forgets his Pesach. Like the case of Shkagos or Shabbos, or somehow he forgets that there's an issur to have chametz on Pesach. That would be that chayyur would be a shayyur. But if he knows he has, but he doesn't even know he has the chametz, doesn't know that he's over by Rabbi Matz, so chayyur should be masasik. So, in fact, mekachem, how can Magen Avraham call this an aveir? Why would this be an aveir? There's to chuv on it.
There
you go, it's Masasik, isn't it? Ah, we need that. So the Magen Avraham says himself, the Makor Chaim says, after the Gesvar, he wants to say that the whole Petur Masasik is only an Aveira which has a Maisa. Something that Ter Asa with a Maisa. The Ter Asa and Aveira idea, Maisa, and you don't realize you're doing that Maisa, the Moshul Malach on Shabbos, you don't realize you're doing Kaitza, you don't realize you're doing it on Shabbos, that Masasik Patis one. But if the Ter Asa is something without a Maisa, the Moshul Bayer by Motza, Bayer by Motza is an Aveira without a Maisa, that is no Petur Masasik. So it doesn't apply to that. What's the Svara? He doesn't really explain it, but just I was thinking, maybe the Svara is, any Aveira within a Maisa, you have to be Miyachas the Maisa to the person, to the Adam, to the person doing it. It could be to be Miyachas the Maisa has to be with your knowledge you're doing it. If you don't realize you're doing it, it's not Miyachas the Maisa to you. That's maybe one way I want to learn it, but I think a better pshat would be is that a maisa that you don't know you're doing is as if a maisa kuf. The more person talk about a maisa kuf, I'm like a maisa of a monkey. Just it's bechal not called a maisa. It's mafkia the whole maisa. Maisa odom. The difference between odom and a kuf is odom knows what he's doing. If the person bechal is doing something, doesn't realize he's doing it. That's mafkia the shem maisa from it. It becomes like a maisa kuf. But a kaponim and on a maisa kuf there's a. That's there's no chiyuv. That's the Petur Masasik. But this is the Makor Chaim's teretz. He wants to say that the whole Petur Masasik is only on somebody the Torah asked it aydei maisa. When you find somebody the Torah asked it shalei aydei maisa on the Moshe by Rabbi Motzer, there's no Petur Masasik. The Kvege in the Shuvah Simachas wants to say that. chayim to begin with. He says the kasha to begin with is neshken kasha. The mekor chayim is naming on v'dov poshet that what the Gemara says bo pratel masasik that masasik is part from a carbon. Mekor chayim understood to me it's not an avera at all. Why is it part from a carbon? The Torah is saying this is a shogeg is an avera. A shogeg has to be a kamachatis. A masasik is b'chal neshken avera. It's not an avera at all. You don't have to be a carbon on it. The Kiriga says that he doesn't understand it that way. He understands that Masasik is also an Aveir. It's only a Petur in the carbon. The Torah says, Bo Pratla Masasik, it's only coming to tell you don't bring a carbon. But an Aveir B'Shagi remains Aveir B'Shagi. There's a man, there's not the Kashan Asher to begin with. The Magen Ram is very good. Even if by your Matzah, we did not know you had the Chama Stol, be Masasik. But it's still an Aveir. You still have to do Tshuva on it. Now, I don't think the Kivege is chalik on that some teretz of Mekor Chaim. It could be he agrees with that svara that there is no that's which I think is a tifa svara that there's no dim misasik, no p'tur misasik on a veir that has no maisa. The Kivege is just saying you don't need that svara, you don't need that teretz because the kasha begin is not a kasha because Kivege is chalik on this whole hanocha, this whole yisoy of the Mekor Chaim. The Mekor Chaim is naming on that the p'tur misasik.
There's no carbon.
But Nesivis is saying that holds that Masasik is a mafkiya the whole aveir entirely. It's hafka the whole aveir. It's not an aveir at all. And Kivega says no, it isn't an aveir. It's just between the carbon. Kivega brings rai to it. He brings rai from the Gemara Baruch Hamad, Daf Chafav and Beis, the Gemara Shuas, Daf Yates and Beis, another Gemara in Brochas, Daf Yates. I'm not going to go through all the rai. You can look in the true insight.
Does he bring rai from the Yates Amachad B'Machad? Is that one?
He talks about that. Yeah, he talks about that. He wants to say the. That the Kriyeg wants to be maybe Maiden in some cases, but yeah, he talks about that. The Kriyeg says that Nafkamina between him and the Mekor Chaim would be, very posh Nafkamina, is he sees someone being Misasik. Let's say in our example we said before, someone's leaning against the wall, he doesn't realize he's turning on a light switch, turning on a light in another room. And that's Misasik. It's not a Shagi, he doesn't realize Bechal the Mice he's doing. A Shagi would be, he knows what he's doing, he just forgets the Shabbos, so he forgets that Tzasa, but he knows what he's doing. Over here, he doesn't know he's being Malik in there, he doesn't realize at all what he's doing. You have to be Mafashim, you have to tell him, stop what you're doing. He says, according to the Mekor Chaim, that's holds Misasik, is Bechalish Kinveir, and he's not doing anything wrong, there's no Chesav and Veir over here. He can continue doing it. According to Kivega, you do have to tell him to stop. Because Masasik isn't there. I once heard somebody was clarifying, pointing to this, what about if someone's eating something that's, someone's fleishiks, you know he's fleishiks, and he's eating something, he doesn't realize it's milchiks. Do you have to tell him? You have to tell him. So he was clarifying, the Gemara does say, we're going to get that soon, the Gemara does say that Masasik b'chalov and b'arayis doesn't have to tell Masasik, shkeinen, something you have enough from. There's no p'tur masasik in the here also, but he was clarifying maybe the ambasa b'cholmov, it's not the achila, it's the ambasa b'cholmov. That's something you're eating is not the issa, maybe it's a shrachas.
So if somebody's carrying and he thinks there's an air, the mamash maisim b'chol Shabbos. So he thinks there's an air. So according to him, he's not doing this. So why isn't that masasik?
Okay. He hasn't, because he thinks he's not, he knows the mice, he knows he's caring, he just doesn't know that.
That's a stomach. Your light switch might be different than every misasik, because every misasik, he picks up a carrot.
He doesn't know he's doing a mice kaitza.
He doesn't even know that he's doing anything.
See, that's the kachon between Abai and Rova, actually. Abai and Rova, if a person cuts a carrot and he thinks it's talush. So that's a machoikus if that's called masasik. Because the maisi knows he's cutting. But one mandama says, yeah, but he knows he's cutting. He thinks he doesn't know he's cutting something that's machuba. He doesn't know he's being mafrited from the chiba. That's the machoikus if that's called masasik. That's why everybody holds away. He thinks he's just picking it up.
So where is the vada masasik?
Where he's magbia. He's not cutting being maisi, he's magbia. He thinks that.
So
that's the gechil. That's what's very hard to
understand. It's not even magbia.
He doesn't know what you're doing.
No, it's less.
But it is, no, but the p'tur would be masasik. But if you wouldn't have a p'tur and masasik, it would be the chayish shegi. Okay, like upon him, this is the machlokes of Kivega and Mekor Chaim. If masasik is a p'tur from the whole area entirely, or is it only p'tur in the carbon? Rebbe Chanan in Kevit Shirim asked a kasha on Kivega from Baal Moa, the end of Masach Pesach. And the Baal Moa says, "Merdik Chiddush." Baal Moa says that there's a din misasik on mitzvahs also, on mitzvahs say also. If a person does a mitzvah, he doesn't realize he's doing the mitzvah at all, there's no key mitzvah. The Rambam means, even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzichas kavanah, which is a famous machlokes in Shas, and machlokes Allah, how we paskin, if you hold you don't need kavanah for the mitzvah, Zok the Rambam, that means that you don't have to know you're being mekayim mitzvah, but you have to know you're doing the mitzvah. You have to know you're eating matzah. It's just you weren't thinking to do a Kiyum Mitzvah. Or even maybe you didn't realize it was Pesach, like we said before, or you didn't realize it's a Mitzvah of Matzah on Pesach. But you have to know you're doing a Ma'aseh Chila. If a person doesn't know he's doing a Ma'aseh Chila, and the Baal Mog is an example, a person's Misnam name, a person says a person's a Chayla, and he's sleeping. He's a general Zach, like he doesn't realize what he's doing, but you're able to, someone's able to put in his mouth a piece of Matzah. And by instinct, he will automatically just chew and swallow and not realize what he's doing and eat the matzah. What's the yotze the mitzvah?
What you said before, by Hanoi, you don't eat the same sauce.
We have to catch up.
But better, he eats matzah, but he doesn't know what's matzah.
But
that would be mitzvah. But there he knows he's doing a ma'aseh. He doesn't give that example. He gives an example of Mitzvah. I'm not sure that Mitzvah. He knows he's doing a ma'aseh chil there.
Yeah, but that's the case of Mitzvah.
That might be showing
you. Mitzvah, you also know you're eating.
That's what he said. That's what he
no.
said. That's also not.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, maybe that's also. It sounds like he doesn't give that example for a reason.
Why not? But every Misasik, you know,
you see, you're taking Misasik a little too far. Misasik has to be he doesn't know the action. He doesn't know he's eating at all. This is a Pasha case.
But on the other side, by having a Surin Misasik, you know you're doing the Misa.
You know.
Of course you do. Misasik is all right, but the case. He thinks it's.
Same thing. Maybe Misnamdim. He doesn't.
That's not the case.
Okay, well, Maisa, this is the case of the Baal Mog. Let's continue. The Baal Mog's case is the person is Misnam name, he's sleeping, he's half asleep. He's half asleep and he doesn't realize he's eating at all. He's just swallowing and chewing instinctively and it goes down. What's he yaitz? And after me, it is, when he wakes up, does he have to carry the mitzvah? Was he yaitz already? And the Baal Mog says, you're not yaitz. That's the Baal Mog. The ride on the rift, this is the rift at the end of Pesachim. The rabbi said, why isn't this as a misasa b'chobim v'arayis, it's chayav shkei nena, the same thing with mitzvahs. And since he's having hanoch in the matzah, it should be shkei nena. And I think even though he's sleeping, the guf still has hanoch. Maybe that's what it means. The guf still is nutrition, the guf still is, we won't be hungry. As a fact, the rabbi kasha on the mamma, why is that misasa to begin with? It should be shkei nena. He blab shver. The beis and the chayim sim tofayim heisetan also is this kasha. I was thinking, maybe Sibshad and the Baal Mog, but it was Shtetl Chiddush, that B'chal you have to understand, what's the reason why Misasik B'chal Merayis is Chayiv Shkein Nena? What does Shkein Nena have to do with Misasik? Why is that take away? Plus, should you understand, when a person has a no, you can't say it's Misasik, he doesn't know what he's doing, he feels it, he has a no. But when Maisa by Misnam name, he doesn't really feel it, like we said, he has a no, because the body gets nutrition from it, but what's really the Yisoy, what's the reason why Shkein Nena takes off Misasik? It's not called Misasik. So I wanted to say, I was thinking that it could be that by Averis, with the Ikka Averis, the Ikka of an Averis is not so much the Mais Averis, the Ikka of the Averis is the Hano itself. It's a big Chiddush to say that what the Torah Asid, any Averis which has Hano, but the Torah Asid was not so much the Mais Hano, the Torah Asid, the Torah Asid the Mais, the Torah Asid the Hano. And I wanted to bring a sugar right to it from a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yeches. Oh yeah, the Gemara says by a person is Baal Elishtai, the person leader, and she finds out that, and they realize that she's a leader. So the Gemara says the person should wait to be perish for Eva Mess. She should wait till the Eva's Mess to be perish. And the Gemara is a kasha that one man the holds that the Eva Mess is also an Issa, is also an Issa leader. I think the Eva Mess is an Issa Bia. So the Gemara says that there's an Edoima. With more Hanoh, the Aver is bigger. What's the Gemara saying? What does that mean? If the Aver Mess is the same as the B of Anita, might not mean if it's Aver Mess or Aver Chai. Might not mean. The Gemara says, Nachmin is more Hanoh. That's why it's mashma to me that Dos Alin is the Aver. If the Aver would be the Maisa, it wouldn't make a difference. This is called the Maisa also. This is called a Might not mean. But if the Yisoid with the Torah acid, any Aver which has Hanoh, the Aver is the Hanoh Gufa.
I mean, nobody argues. Everybody knows that I know
how to have a
very
good
school.
That's why anything which came in, and mainly did the various. You don't want the mice, we'll get no. It's a mainga, it doesn't apply to mitzvahs. That's the Baal Mog's thought. But by mitzvahs, the mitzvah is not the hanah. But mitzvahs for sure, the mitzvah is the mice of it, right? Like most says in Rosh Hashanah and other places that the mitzvah is lava hennessy. No, you're not supposed to, even if you have a no, you're not supposed to have a no, the hanah doesn't count. The hanah by mitzvahs. So by a mitzvah, the mitzvah is for sure doing the mitzvah. It's not the hanor from the matzah. Is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the ma'isa mitzvah. It's mainly you don't have the whole sosh kenena by mitzvahs. That we've shown the rabbi in the Balmor. But Al Kaponim, from this Balmor, we see this Moedik Chiddush that the same way Misasik takes off a loisasei, takes off the Avera, the same thing Misasik takes off a mitzvah. The fact of Bachanan, that this is good according to the Mekor Chaim. According to the Mekor Chaim, that Misasik takes off the Avera entirely, then you could compare it and say, but Misasik mitzvah takes off the mitzvah entirely. But according to Mekivega, that Misasik is still an Avera, it's only a Ptun the carbon. So why should Misasik take off the mitzvah? It should still be a mitzvah. It's only between the carbon, and there's not shared that you need to put over carbon by mitzvahs. So this kasha has bothered me for a very long time. What's pshat in the kiveg? Until I found in the sefer Masas Melech from Siman Gdiskin, there was a shiva.
Who tells two mitzvahs
The Baal Moor says this, you saw it. The Baal Moor says that you're not getting some matzah of Misnanik or Misasik.
The same way
Misasik takes off an Aveir, if you mass Misasik by a mitzvah, you're not getting to the mitzvah. In fact, Rabbi Chanan, that this is very good according to the Mokar Chaim. Okay, but it's a kasha on the Kivega. So the Masa Mach is very good. He wants the answer that even the Kivega is Moida. That the Kivega doesn't mean that Masasik is the same Aver as the Shayyu, it's only between the carbon. Kivega also be more that Masasik takes away from the Aver a little bit, makes it less than the Aver. That's why it's called from a carbon. The Shayyu, the Moshul Mezid, is the biggest Aver, the Shayyu is less than the Aver, and Masasik is also less than the Aver. That's why it parts from a carbon. Kivega is just saying it's not nothing at all. Kivega is saying it's still less than the Aver. He wants to fend for the Magen Avraham, why you have to do tshuva, still positive, but does take away from the very a little bit. And that's where spots from a carbon. As a man, if the Kvega holds, it does take away from the very a little bit, you could say by mitzvah also, it takes away from the mitzvah a little bit also. And that's what the Balmo is saying is Yinat Yetzah. Because to be Yetzah mitzvah, you have to be Yetzah mitzvah b'milua. If you took away from the mitzvah, even part of the mitzvah, you're not Yetzah. You hear what he wants to say? So that's what the Kivega wants to say. Kivega doesn't mean that it's the exact same Aveir. Kivega's Moida takes away from the Aveir a little bit. His main according to Kivega would take away from the mitzvah a little bit. So it's very good. The Baal Moor that says that you're not Yetzah. Second of all, Maisa B'chanan going that way, but this is what he wants to answer for the Kivega. This.
Good question. So when you say it takes away a little bit from the mitzvah.
Right.
But then you said you used the lesson before that it's not a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah just on the lower madrega?
It would be a mitzvah on lower madrega, but you're not yetzah because to be you weren't yetzah entirely. You didn't do it completely.
You can't say it's not an aveira. So why can't you say, well, it's a mitzvah but not as much of a mitzvah? It's like you have one thing for aveira and you have one thing for a mitzvah. The aveira it's on a lower level, but the mitzvah you're not yetzah. Why don't you say you're partially
Yetzer?
I mean, if you're
going to
use the same thing...
Well, to be Yetzer, there's no such thing as partially. You don't say there's such thing as partially Yetzer. Either Yetzer or you're not.
So
ever since Yudim Kivega, words aren't like the Rebbe Chanan understood. Rebbe Chanan understood Kivega that it's the same Aveir as every Aveir. The only thing that's asking is takes away the true carbon. That's it. Master Melch, Master Melch, Kivega is also made that takes away part of the Aveir. That's why it's part of the carbon. It's just giving a thing that doesn't take away the Aveir entirely.
So
the
Aveir
is probably,
that
that's the Mogen of Ram needs. That's fine for the Gash.
You're not
Yosef, but you're not. But they have to say something, and to say something, this is Epis Gazak, I think.
You have to start with Chatishe, remember? Some say Chatishe by Mitzvah.
Right.
So you be Yosef Mitzvah?
Right.
You're not
Yosef Mitzvah. Right, but you have something.
But
you have something.
You got a brownie point?
This Baal Moor, to begin with, it says that there's such a concept of Misasik by Mitzvah Saseh, to take off the Mitzvah, is a very, very big Chiddush. Because in all the Sugis Hashas, and the, like we said, it's the Gemara in Chisus, that you test on Beis, the Gemara in Shabbos, that I'm Beis, it's in other places. It always talks about Aveiros. Misasik is the pasuk where Misasik is learned from. Boa Prakam Misasik is talking about the pasuk of a carbon. The Chatas is talking about Aveiros. We don't find anywhere in Shas this musig of Misasik by mitzvahs. But the Bamba is comparing it. Bamba says it, and the Emes is there's a Ran also that says it. It's a Ran in two other places. It's a Ran Pesachim Daf Chavtes, B'Shem Dera'a, and the Ran Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes also says it. And it's also Beis Yosef and Rechaim Simitafayin Hesef Daon, who wants to learn in the Rambam. He has a Rambam in Hilchos Shaveh. He wants to say this concept of Mesasek to take away Mesasek. So it's another Yishanim also. I think the Michlas Baruch is asking this kasha, and Michlas Baruch from the Baruch Kinnika, and the Chaim Simagim and Af Aleph, he has a kasha on this whole musig that Rishonim say that there's Mesasik by Mesasay, from a Gemara in Zvachim, that from Zayim and Aleph, and Chulim that from Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says, Menayin Mesasik by Kachim Shu Paisal. There's a whole sugya that the Gemara declares if Mesasik passes by Kachim. Special sharing about Kachim if Mesasik passes. So Rashi learns the Gemara's case is talking about the schaben gizik sacking a nuts bekaisel. Someone had in mind take a knife and throw it into a wall, that you get stuck into a wall. And while the knife is going, it happens to go and shech perfectly a behema. It was a long knife and somehow someone was watching and it perfectly shechted a carbon. Perfectly shechted a carbon. He did not have in mind at all to do a mice a shechita. There it wasn't that much, it was Mesasik. He was just knife throwing. He was trying to throw a knife into a wall and then ended up shechting. Is that Passel the
sheet and cover. Because if we call it Maisa Koif, it wouldn't be kosher for a chul.
Even for a chul, because, well, okay. Let me think about that. But that's the Gemara Shaila. Grab the Taisa Sun is a little bit different, but that's what Rashi is the Gemara. So the fact that Mechas Baruch, that it's Mashav the Gemara, that it's a special Shaila by Kochim if Mesasik passes. So but if there be a Psul Mesasik by Mitzvah. By all mitzvahs, what's the Gemara Shaila? Then for sure, Kachim should not be good. It's Mashma this Gemara that Mesasik does not apply to mitzvahs. It only applies to Adairs. The Gemara says maybe it applies to Kachim also. Acharis is Shaka Kachim, this Gemara, and all the Yishanim. So the Milchus Baruch wants to answer beautiful terrors. He wants to say, Alpi the Gemara, famous Gemara, the beginning of Zvachim, the Gemara says, by Kachim we have a special din, Stomung Shmokai. By Kachim, it's Nagia the din of Kachim, Shachtin Kachim Shmokai. A special halacha by Kachim that you have to Shach the Kabin, Nashem the Kabin. Actually, it's Hashem. Shisha the Rama Zavach Nizbach is another Mishnah, right in Zavachim. But the first Mishnah in Zavachim says, Kol Zavachim Shnizbachu Shnoi Shmon, Kshem and Shnoi Yom Bang Hashem Chayv, Chusun and Pesach Ba Oila. Every Kabin that you Shach has to be a Moshe Kabin Oila has to be in Hashem Oila. But if you Shach the Hashem Shlomo, it's still Kasha. Why is it Kasha? You didn't do it in Hashem Oila. Teretz is, the Gemara says, Stom and Shmokai. It's like the Shmo is like built in. I think the Velt learns that Mashem Briskat and there's a famous scrivener. Everyone knows that. But the Pashup Shat and Stom Shmo Koy is a din in the Hekdesh. Once you mak the Shekabin and the Kabin has in the Hashem Oyinlo, so it's like the Kabon is built in. The Hashem Kabin Oyinlo is all Nemsich from the Hekdesh, the person who was makdish it, and that puts the Shmo in the Kabin, and the Kabin is Lashmo. Is Mimengla, that's been the gear of the Kabbalah Shem Shalom. Mimengla, the Mechus Baruch wants to say, this din of Stom Lushmokai will work to take off Mesasik also. Maybe we take off the Mesasik. Maybe really did is it the Mesasik by Yavi Mitzvah. The most telling is, Menayang Mesasik Koshim Shupostle, it means maybe by Koshim is different, Faket. Maybe Koshim, because of din Stom Lushmokai, you don't have Mesasik. You think you're Mesasik, you're not, because Stom Lushmokai, maybe that the same way it puts in, the din l'shmo of l'shem kavan, maybe that puts in, takes off Mesasik also. And that's where the Gemara needs a special pasuk to tell you.
Even if Mesasik is not, it doesn't apply, but...
Even if there's din Mesasik to take off every Mesasay, that's mafkif and Mesasay, but maybe by Kachim, Mesasik will not take off the mitzvah of Kachim, because Stam l'shmo kavan will put it back.
There's one thing l'shmo, there's one thing mitzvah.
Okay, but the most clear, maybe the Stom Lushmokai will work on the mitzvah.
Means it's the same
thing. And that's the Gemara's terror. The Gemara has a pasuk. There is a psul mesasik by kosher. That the Stom Lushmokai doesn't help.
Don't told you that if you don't have the mitzvah shechitas kosher, then it's a pasuk. The Gemara's clearing if it's kosher a pasuk. Say in chanam, but again, psul, he's saying good. But in chanam, you won't have the mitzvah kosher. Maybe there's a mitzvah shechitas kosher, but you won't have it. Who says he has the mitzvah? He doesn't have the mitzvah. If you don't have the mitzvah shechit discussion, then it's possible. The teretz is because it's not tov l'shmo.
The fact that the Gemara needs a special pasuk to tell you that Mesasa B'Kashim is possible.
Yeah, because Kashus is not negated. We're clear, and the Baal Haar is talking about whether you're Yotzeh Mitzvah. He was talking about Psul and Kashus in the Karim. So what he's saying is good to be getting Psul and Kashus, but it won't make the Yotzeh Mitzvah. I don't know what mitzvah there is. There's a mitzvah shechit discussion. So that mitzvah doesn't have accomplishment then. We're talking about a psul and you're talking about a mitzvah. What's...
No, the kasha is one. The Gemara is only done in kasha.
And Shlomi is kasha. There's no mitzvah. So he's saying benigay that, but benigay a mitzvah you want.
Okay, but he's saying this teres. He's saying this. The reason why you need a special pasuk by kasha to tell you masasik is. Maybe really there isn't psul masasik like Rishonim are saying by mitzvahs, but by kachin you might think the stam l'shmokoi takes off the problem of masasik, and that's why you need a special pasuk. That's his teretz. Another place we find the musag of masasik by mitzvahsay is something medayik is from shtukl, famous shtukl from Reb Chaim in Sefer, and the Chushu Ben Chaim Alevi on the Rambam in the Hilchos Tefillah, the famous Reb Chaim is a steerus Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Hilchos Tefillah that kavona by davening is only makiv of the first brachos. The first bracha. But there's another Rambam that's in Perek Dalet, the Rambam says that Kavona by Tfilah is ma'akev the whole Shemoneh Esrei. All Yichas brachas, the whole Shemoneh Esrei is a steer. So famous Reb Chaim explains that the first Rambam, the Rambam Perek Yud that says that Kavona is ma'akev only the first bracha is talking about Perish Amilas. He says, you know you're davening, you know you're standing before Hashem and you're davening. The only thing is, you don't have Perish Amilas, you don't, not mechamed what the words mean. That's ma'akev on the first bracha. And the Rambam in Perek Dalet that says that Kavon is Makav on the whole davening means that you're not Machavin to be Omer B'fnei Hashem. That's Makav Dol Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Chiluk. And the Chaim explains that if you're not Machavin that you're davening B'fnei Hashem, the Chaim says, Loshen is Kavon is Ueinu Midin Kavona. This is not Kavona. Rak Shu Mi Etzem Maisa Tefillah. That's what davening is. V'Me'ein Li Bei Poni V'Ein Yerei Sasmi Shemim B'fnei Hashem Mespalo Ein Zem Maisa Tefillah. If a person doesn't Mechavan, they died before Hashem. This is not Maisa Tefillah. Vayehu b'chol Masasek. He calls him Masasek. The aim by din Maisa. He's not Mechavan for the Maisa. He doesn't realize what he's doing. He doesn't realize he's dying in Hashem. That's Masasek. Valki ma'keves kavon zu b'chol Tefillah. That's his market. The mokum shoy Masasek, dini kung lo yisbal akal. And the place where a person is Masasek is as if he didn't daven at all. Uki u dolog migoselo. If he didn't daven at all, he skipped these words. Only badly, when he had some Tefillah, call yutes brachos makvin. If a person skips the words about this makiv, that's the way Chaim learns. But you see, in his lashon is, Chaim does say that if he's not mechavan that he's oimim fnei Hashem espalma how you bechal masasik deim by deim maisa. That's masasik. So I saw from here that Chaim understood that masasik takes away from mitzvah also. This chiddush from the Rishonim, he's in, what? He's naming on that by tefillah it takes away. It's not only by Eloi Sasei, it's by mitzvah also. Tefillah takes away tefillah also.
Tefillah is partially.
So my father, answered me. He says he doesn't think that you need this chesed to reshine him. Even if you would say by every mitzvah sake, masasik does not take away from the mitzvah. Moshul by a chikas matzah doesn't take away. But davening, if you're not mechavin that you're mifnei Hashem, you're bechal not doing the maisa. In other words, the chesed to reshine him is where you are doing a maisa v'chikas matzah. You are doing a maisa v'chikas matzah. You just don't realize it. You're eating matzah. You were. That's the bechilah. But masasik means that you were doing a maisa v'chikas matzah. You just didn't realize you did the maisa. Over here, it's not that you didn't realize you were davening. You didn't daven. You weren't davening at all. You weren't doing. No, most a person did not do a v'chikas matzah. That's not a p'tur masasik. That's he didn't do it at all. Masasik has to be that you did the maisa mitzvah. You picked up a luminescent. You didn't realize you picked up a luminescent. You throw it in the face of you pick up an apple, maybe. Right? But you did pick up the maisa. That would be the chiddush of masasik takes away. But here, you know, I'm a maisa. Chaim does say masasik. My father doesn't say slavin. Avdafki, even though it's a big ha'or in Chaim, because you do Chaim in a sefer. Every word is meduyik. Chaim kept his ksavim in a box, you know, always never ready to print.
So
in his life, he used to go backwards. He writes Harry Zebachal Masasik. He says, that's his lashon.
That's the whole lashon. Then what?
Well, he does say, Harry, who bechal Masasik? The aim by din maisa. Who bechal Masasik? The aim by din maisa. He does say the rest also. He does say also, stana maisa tefillah. But that's my father on lashon wanted to say that you don't have to come on to chesed rishonim. The chesed rishonim is when you know when you are doing the maisa. It's just you don't know you're doing the maisa. Over here, you bechal not doing the maisa. There's another shtickle from the Yelis Hashachar from Rabbi Reb Schneiman in Zvochim, that from Malam from Beis. He talks about this Reb Chaim, where a person did not have kavani standing before Hashem, that's ma'akiv and all yutis brachos. So ma'isa, what's takab shav, and a lot of people say, ma'isa say, jem zuch and mitten davenin, ma'zeilin l'sholom, Rav Sherkin, b'derech musa, b'derech musa b'dichusa, he has the kasha, what's pshat, and then the Shemoneh Esrei, we say, eis ha'sholom. So I wanted to say the reason is because a Minchman essay, a Menfleet can Paris, can Miami. Person while he's davening, he's flying to Paris, he's flying to Miami. At the end of davening, he comes back. We give him Shalom Aleichem. The problem is, so according to Sabchaim, if a person is not Muhammad, he's a general Zech of Islam, Minchman essay, he's Mamash Nagyetza. Well, what's Takab Shat? He wants to say Bichrilish, he wants to say. So the Shachar Shtaim wants to say with the there's a Gemara again. With the Gemara Zvachim over there, from Alpha and Bays, we have the Machikis Mei and the Rabbanon. If you say Ko Oisa Das Yishen Hu Oisa, the Gemara is talking about the din of pigle. The din of pigle that when a person when you mark the Makabin. If you do the haktah or any part of the avodah, the carbon, you do it with a machshava to eat the carbon, the part that you're supposed to eat, shnei bizman, like Moshe Shalom, you have 2 days to eat, or the kamachatas, the kanam, you're supposed to eat for 1 day, but if you have in mind, you're going to eat it the third day, or kamachatas the second day, shnei bizman, like that passels the carbon. That makes it then pigle in the carbon. So Gemara clears the shayin, what about by a carbon mincha? By a carbon mincha, what you makdir is the kaimitz, you take a kmitza part of the carbon, and you makdir the kaimitz in the levaina. On top of the carbon mincha, you bring it with levaina, a certain kind of a spice that the Torah says you should bring the carbon with. And when you makdir the kmitza and the levaina, will be, and the Mishnah talks about that you makdir the kmitza with machshav shnei bizmanai, that you're going to eat the rest of the mincha, the shirayim, which the kanam is supposed to eat, they're going to eat shnei bizmanai, they're going to eat it late. But the Levina, they're Makdistam. They didn't have any Machshavon. So the Rabbanon say that's not Pigle. And the Emeis says it is Pigle. So the Rabbanon explained the reason why it's not Pigle is because Eimefagim Bechatzi Makdir. Pigle has to be on the entire Haktar. Whatever you Makdir on the Mizbeach, the entire thing has to be Machshav Hashav Hizmani. Over here, you only Makdir the Kremitz with a Machshav of Pigle. But the Levina, you're not Makdir with a Machshav of Pigle. And Eim Efagim Chatsi Matir, to create pigle has to be, the entire actor has to be B'machshava Shabbos Vanei. And the Gemara explains, according to, Reish Lakish says, according to Remeya that says that it is pigle, even though you only makdir the Kremish, Kremitz B'machshava Nechash Shabbos Vanei, Gemara explains, I'm Shem Ben Lakish, like Tema Taimidu Remeya, the Ksav Mefagim Chatzimati. I don't think Ameya holds is Chaylik, and he holds this pig on a Chatzimati, just on part of it. Ela Hachamay Eskinen, Shinosin is the Kaimitz with Machshava. He put the Kaimitz on the Mizbeach with Machshava Tidishab is Mane. But Ngabayin Abishtika, and Ngabayin, he didn't think anything. Ksava, Ko Oisa, that's a Shaino Oisa. Ameya holds, Ko Oisa, that's a Shaino Oisa. Whatever he did the second time, he meant the way he did the first. And just like he first put the Ngavayin in Machshava to eat the Shiram Shalom Yisman, and mainly the Ngavayin also goes on with that Machshava. Kvegin is doing a Shas of these Mitzayin, Ayin, Le'el, Daf Bezum, and Bez, and Kol Yisadash Shenoisha, Le'el, Daf Bezum, and Bez, Shabbos, Daf Sadagal. He shows you two other places where Gemara mentions this word, Kol Yisadash Shenoisha. What does Kvegin want? So the Yonah Shach wants to say, Kvegin is coming to show you, those two Gemaras is no Machlaikis. There's two other Gemaras which bring down this din, Koisa Dasa Shenu, Isa Bistama. It's Mashma, it's how we paskin. Even though over here it seems to be Machaikas, the Bana Rameya. The Bana holds you don't say Koisa Dasa Shenu, Isa, and Meya holds you do say Koisa Dasa Shenu, Isa. So the Yonah Shach wants to explain, is a Chilak. This Gemara is talking about an Aveira of Pigle. That's where the Rabbanan are chayalik, if you don't say ko oisa, that's a shen oisa. Person had first the mind in a veir, and then the second thing he did was stomba, we don't say he had the second thing was also in a veir. But those other two Gemaras are talking, one is talking about a mitzvah, and one is talking about a rishos. Not an a veir. The Gemara that Beis on Beis is talking about stomba l'shma, where he did the shechita l'shma, but the next avayi, the kabbalah halach, he did the shtika without thinking. That we say ko oisa, that's a shen oisa, even without the din of stomba l'shma kai. He wants to say, Ko Oisa, that's a Shainu Oisa, on the mitzvah of being a Kabbin. And the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about Hamatzni and Azera, the whole Gemara, the Dvar Shus. Dvar Shus, that's who we say, Ko Oisa, that's a Shainu Oisa. So the Yonos Shach wants to say, because the Egesar is, if it wouldn't be a Dvar Veira, if it would be a Dvar Mitzvah, even a Dvar Shus, then everybody would be Moy the Ko Oisa, that's a Shainu Oisa. So Mela, the Yonos Shach wants to say the same thing by davening. That if a person started off davening with Kavani Zayim of Nei Hashem, even if afterwards he fell asleep a little bit, he wasn't thinking at all, we could say this for Ko Oisa Das Yishenu Oisa. It's a Meridik save. It's a Meridik ahead of it.
The Rambam doesn't.
So the Rambam's case will be, he says, Rechman's son, the person is Mefana Libre, but Dafke, he's not He's not being goyim b'nei Hashem.
He says that?
That would be the case. A person is bedafka, Juan Son says that he's not goyim b'nei Hashem, he's not being a goyim b'nei Hashem. It's a little funny.
He didn't start off at all.
If he didn't start off, the Ram says the is being masked with killing. This he needs the first thing.
But my father went to Taina, this young Shach also the same kashi as before. He said, this whole svara called Isa Dasha Shaina Isa, that works on Kavana. When you're missing a Kavana and you wanna add the Kavana, you say Kol Isa Dasha Shaina Isa, put the Kavana in it. But if you're missing the whole chesifant feeling, I'm not davening. If you're not davening, Kol Isa Dasha Shaina is not gonna create a davening. If you're not davening for Hashem, not thinking is missing the whole ma'isa, then Kol Isa Dasha Shaina is not gonna create a ma'isa. That's one of the things that Chazal say on Shach. There's one more achron. I found the musig of a mesasim mesasei. Just to give my mokum is a pre Yitzchak at the end of Siman Hey, where he writes Yoshem b'tfilin, person sleeping where he is tfilin. Besides, that's also to be Yoshem b'tfilin. But the pre Yitzchak wants to say even according to Mandom, mesasim chaskavana, there will no be key mitzvah tfilin because it's mesasik. So you see over there this musig also, and I thought maybe I had one more raya from Rashi and the brachas that you give him at Aleph, but maybe another time.